Dr. Eli Kamon is an Israeli political scientist, a senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you. How are you?
I am good, thank you. But confused, because it's just not making sense, the whole situation. America's now, what, made peace with the Houthis? Who are we kidding?
Look, it's unpredictable, President Trump. From the beginning of the Houthi operations against Israel in October, end of October 2023, I thought that Israel has to be very active, because this is an issue, strategic issue, the freedom of navigation, for which Israel staged two wars in 1956, in 1967. Mm. So for many months, perhaps I think almost a year, Israel has decided to leave this problem to the international community, especially the American coalition. By the way, neither Saudi Arabia nor Egypt, which were very much influenced by this Houthi operation, did not intervene. So I think lately, again, since March, the United States has asked Israel not to intervene because they will deal with the problem. At the same time, we understand now that there was negotiations behind the scenes, probably without the knowledge of the Israeli government. The same like it happened with the Iranian issue, the nuclear issue, which the United States led negotiations without announcing Israel officially. And only when Prime Minister Netanyahu was in Washington, President Trump said publicly they are negotiating. So I think it's a very serious discrepancy in the American policy vis-a-vis the region, and also especially now vis-a-vis Israel.
Do you think it is genuine, or is it some form of a bluff? Is it a way of indicating to Israel that they should do this, they should continue the war more aggressively? Do you think we can take it at face value?
The problem is that the Americans probably decided that they want to attack the Houthis only to cancel any possibility of attacks against their own ships. By the way, you know, there was a leak in the chat in the Signal group by most of the defense officials, and including the defense secretary, which declared in this chat, which was published by The Atlantic, that they don't want to attack the Houthis because of Israel or other issues, but also only want to send a signal to Iran, and also want quiet for their own ships. Now, what happens, not the American ships, not the British ships, there are also other ships which are involved, because the Houthis decide randomly sometimes that this is a ship which is connected somehow with Israel. Is this an agreement? It's only a handshake, like the President Trump said. Is it serious?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult to figure it out. Why do you think it is that Israel left it so long and didn't, for example, attack the port or the airport until now, 19 months later?
No, the port was, Hodeidah was attacked various times. Mm. It was very important because it's, but probably there was not sufficient destruction. Now, there are two possibilities to fight the effectively the Houthis. As I said from the beginning, one, we have to neutralize, to kill the leader, Abdel Malik al-Houthi, which is like the Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran. He is the maximum leader, and he decides what to do. He doesn't take in consideration anything about his own people, which are dying of starvation. And the United Nations has retreated their teams because they were arrested by the Houthis. So the second possibility, or the second alternative, or combined alternative, is to organize or to support the opposition, which is the legal government of Yemen, which has an army and is preparing to attack the Houthis. The problem is that there is the division, a split inside these forces between those which want to come back to Sana'a and to take control, and those in the south of Yemen which would like to have some kind of independence like they had 20 years, 15 years ago.
What we've noticed with this war quite a stark way is that the as good as Israel's intelligence has been on with regard to Hezbollah and Iran, that it was really very, very poor with regard to Hamas. What do we understand from the state of Israeli intelligence with regard to the Houthis?
I wrote only in 2017 that the Houthis are a very active and influential part of the axis of resistance of Iran. But nobody took in consideration, including, by the way, President Trump. At that time, in 2019, he decided to put the Houthis on the list of terrorist organizations only a day before he left office, okay? So this was one problem that everybody, besides perhaps the Saudis and the Emirates, mm-hmm. which were involved in the war, did not have good intelligence. Now, there is, the last year, an effort, but it is a very difficult situation when the Houthis are so far away, 2,000 kilometers, mm-hmm. when they are divided. They are also hiding in places that Israel and even the Saudis or the Emirates don't have intelligence about it. It takes time. So it's a long time effort. And as I said, must combine the attack on the leadership, the family of the Houthis, because the Houthis are only one family in a tribe, the Zaidi tribe, which are also divided. But they are dictators which are succeeding to control the situation. The moment the leadership will be neutralized, it will be much easier to take control, give control to the opposition forces or the legal forces.